This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our weekly visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. John, it's always good to have you with us.
It's always good to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, John, more Americans than ever before know how to pronounce Blagojevich this week as a result of the announcement on Tuesday by the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, Patrick Fitzgerald, someone well known to those who follow politics in Washington as the man who led the investigation into the Valerie Plame leaking. He has launched criminal charges against the governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, for a number of things, and the investigation is still ongoing on a number of levels, but essentially trying to sell the open Senate seat of Barack Obama and trying to extort the Chicago Tribune into firing editorial writers who wanted him impeached for other corruption investigations. How big of a political firestorm is this?
Well, when it comes to Chicago, as is the case with Louisiana, parts of Rhode Island and Newark, New Jersey, I'm not surprised about too much anymore. But this has happened. Rod Blagojevich, long assumed to be corrupt, and guilty of malfeasance on other fronts, is probably going to be forced out of office, either by resignation, as most of the members of his party want, or by impeachment, as the leaders of the state legislature want. What this does, and this is what's directing the national attention on Rod Blagojevich, is to focus attention on the other well-known Illinois Democrat, Barack Obama. The president-elect is distancing himself from the embattled governor and wants him to resign as well. In addition, Barack Obama's Senate seat, once thought to be a smooth transition to another Democrat, is now very, very uncertain. State legislators are likely to remove the governor's power to appoint a senator and call for a snap special election. That puts Republicans back in the game because just about every Democrat is linked to Blagojevich and the Senate vacancy and maneuvering for it. One final point. My friend, political consultant Bill Pascoe of Chicago, said that a 77th page should have been on the indictment for medical malpractice, because it's obvious in inviting federal agents to follow him and tape him, Rod Blagojevich performed a self-lobotomy.
Well, John, not to dwell on the possibility of a special election for too long, because it's certainly a long way away from being a reality, but Illinois is a state that is strongly Democratic in national elections, statewide elections, it seems anyway, in recent years. Do you see any Republicans in Illinois that could be competitive statewide?
Yes, the very fact that it would be a special election means it's a free ride for any of the Republican House members, none of whom I believe for a minute would give up their seats to run in a November election. Pete Roskam, a conservative two-termer, Mark Kirk from suburban Chicago, more of a moderate, would probably both seriously explore a Senate race if given the proverbial free ride with a special election probably held sometime in March of next year. And remember, Democrats mentioned almost to a person for this are tied to the man whose name we're all learning to pronounce now.
John, real quickly, we also learned on Wednesday that the candidate number 5 in the 76-page federal complaint against Blagojevich is, in fact, Democratic Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., who made no secret that he was interested in the open seat, but he's extremely strong in denying that he had any impropriety in seeking that seat, saying he just met with the governor, that he offered nothing in exchange for the potential appointment. He authorized no one to make such an offer either. What's the impact on the congressman?
Well, again, it's a very unfair aspect of American politics. But when one's name comes up, he or she can be tainted just for being mentioned. I've seen it hurt and mortally wound a lot of politicians. Then again, I can recall how in 1980, when the corrupt Congressman John Jenrette talked about a scheme to entrap then-Senator Strom Thurmond in a bribery scandal, Thurmond's remark after was, "Jenrette is a lying skunk," and no one questioned him about it. Jackson has to hit this out of the ballpark and show that he not only had nothing to do with Blagojevich in a serious discussion of the Senate race, but has nothing to do with the man personally. So far, he hasn't done it.
John, just a couple minutes left to hit on a couple more subjects. Number one, the House of Representatives Wednesday evening passing $14 billion in rescue money for two of the big three, namely General Motors and Chrysler. It's very much up in the air as to whether or not it'll be approved by the Senate What's your prediction?
My prediction is that the Republican Senate minority, which is now 49 seats, will drop down to 42 in January, will thwart the scheme to bail out the auto companies. Republicans made a very serious error by voting, or at least a number of their members did by voting, for the financial bailout in Wall Street, which is now turning out not to be what people thought it was. Public opinion is very seriously divided on bailing out the auto industry and the Republican base very much against it. My guess is that they will stop this, that the auto industry will then follow its brethren in the airline industry, go into Chapter 11, reorganize, and not a single automobile will not be built for the Americans who are buying them.
John, about a minute left here. We saw Barack Obama today announce former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle as his choice to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, a choice we've known about for a number of weeks now. We also heard his national energy team announced, although it wasn't formally introduced yet, but the Nobel winner Stephen Chu will be Secretary of Energy, a name from the Clinton administration, Carol Browner, likely to be the energy czar. We know that General Eric Shinseki is at the Veterans Affairs Department. Are any of those names a big surprise?
No, not any of them except for one, Eric Shinseki. He is someone who had some very serious clashes in the Pentagon with some high-level people, including Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. Many say Rumsfeld should have fired him immediately when he contradicted the statements of the civilian chief of the armed forces. That said, Eric Shinseki is a very powerful and well-connected man, particularly with his connection to Hawaii Senator Daniel Ken Inouye. It does not surprise me at all that Barack Obama would bring him in, because he was a thorn in the side of the Bush administration and the Rumsfeld Pentagon. At the same time, the name was not mentioned until Barack Obama himself dropped it on a Sunday afternoon interview with Tom Brokaw. So in that sense, it is a surprise. Tom Daschle has long been rumored, and Carol Browner is just the latest of the recycled Clintonites. No surprises at all.
John, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Waiting for Santa Obama to bring us some more stocking stuffers in a cabinet and in an administration. I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.